All right, we'll say let's begin our shiur tonight. Actually, there's a dedication this evening. The shiur is dedicated by Debbie Howarth in commemoration of the yahrzeit of her beloved father, Dr. Alan K. Avram Mordechai Ben Ephraim. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, his neshama will have an ongoing aliyah and the family in the Chama. All right, so let's begin. So if anyone needs sheets, the sheets will be there. All right. So let's just begin. So I want to share with you two pieces by Rabbi Nachman that I think really will be able to tie together, weave together in a beautiful way. So let's actually begin on page one by paragraph A. So remember again, the parasha begins Vayigash Elav Yehuda. So Yehuda ultimately comes close to Yosef. Vayidaber, and he speaks to Yosef, and he says the following: Yidaber na avdecha davar ba'aznei adoni, va'ayichar apcha ba'avdecha, ki kamocha ki paro. So Yehuda, remember again, the beginning of the parasha picks up that this is before the revelation. Yosef has not yet revealed his true identity to his brothers, and as such, again, they think they're just dealing with some irrational, despotic leader. And so Yehuda begins speaking in a very supplicatory, very, very, very. Almost on one hand, very peaceful and very respectful, yet on the other hand, also exceptionally assertive. That you see Yehuda kind of getting on the verge of being able to take dramatic activity. So the Rebbe Rabbi Nachman says something quite beautiful over here. He says, "Vayigash elav Yehuda." What does it mean when it says that Yehuda came near to Yosef? So look at the Rebbe writes. Shamati. This is in page one, paragraph A. Shamati pam achos. Amar Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha, LaRav Yudel Chasan HaRav Label Mitarsnitz, Shahaya Mekurov LaRav Atzadik HaRav Pinchas Mikaritz. So one time again, I heard Rabbi Nachman saying over the following idea: He Giduli Dover MeHaRav Atzadik HaRav Pinchas Mikaritz Zichrono Livracha. So the Rebbe Rabbi Nachman was one time talking to another individual, and he said, "Do me a favor, tell me over something interesting that you heard in the name of the great Chassid of Pinchas of." So what did he hear? Amar lo kach amar harav Rav Pinchas. Anu omrim hashamnu bagadnu gazalnu loshon rabin. So what we all know that comes Aseres Mitzvah, right? Comes Yom Kippur. The truth is, even comes this Sunday, Aser B'Teves. Whenever we say Slichos, so every time we have Slichos, we also have Vidui. We also have confession. And the interesting thing, about confession, about Vidui, is that Vidui is always phrased in the plural. It's always Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu. We have done all of these things. Lashon Rabin. So B'Pashtos, we say, why do we normally say Vidui? Why do we normally confess in the plural? Why? On behalf of the klal. Because remember again, we understand on a variety of different levels, what we're saying ultimately is that first of all, here's the good news. You know, when you go through most of the ashamnus and most of the achets, what's the good news? The good news is, Baruch Hashem, most of us are covered for the large majority of them. Right? We've done averos, but we haven't done a lot of the severe stuff that's spelled out in that list. So if that's the case, why do we say it? You know, there's a beautiful, nice Rabbi Lau, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, the former chief rabbi of Israel, tells over a beautiful story. He says that he remembers from his youth that he used to go ahead and daven with Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. And he remembers that as a young bacher, he'd be in yeshiva of Yom Menorah, I'm from Yom Kippur, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman would be singing the Al-Chaitz. And every single Al-Chait that he said, he would cry. There would be hot tears streaming down his cheeks. And Rabbi Lau says, I remember as a bacher thinking to myself, did Rabbi Shlomo Zalman commit these averus? Meaning, why is he crying over this? Could it be that he did this, he did that? He said, I'm nothing like Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. I didn't do any of these averus. But rather, as he got older, he understood that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was saying a vidui on behalf of the klal. When we daven, we never just daven for ourselves, we daven for the collective. So it's true, maybe I didn't commit these averus, but there's one thing I know with absolute certainty, which is what? Someone did. Someone did. See, even if I, Baruch Hashem, haven't done it, I know that someone has done it. And even if I don't have to say the vidui for myself, I absolutely have to say the vidui on behalf of someone else. So the Pashtos, we assume that this is why vidui is always in the plural. Ashamnu, bagadnu, we're saying it for Klal Yisrael. But the Pinchas of Karet says something amazing. Look at paragraph B. Sirakanu, omrim kiv yachob loshon taino. See, he says, I'm sorry, Kitzrichim Lomar Ashamti. Rav Pinchas of Karet said, but in reality, I really should say, Ashamti Bagarati. I have sinned, right? I have rebelled. Why do we say plural? But look what he writes, and this is amazing. He says, Kivyachol, Rak Anu Omrin, paragraph B, Kivyachol Balashon Taina, La Hashem Yisbarach. It's almost like Rav Pinchas Karet says, Ashamnu, listen to this, get ready for this. Ashamnu does, yes, it translates as we sinned, but we think that the we refers to Klal Yisrael. The Pinchas of Karet says, who is the we? The we is me and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I sin, it's never just I sinned, it's always we sinned. Ribono Shel Olam, you play a role in this as well. What does this mean? De'im shelo nasata lanu koach urishus lo hayinu yicholin lachto. Ribono Shel Olam, had you not given me the strength, and had you not given me the desires, and had you not given me the wants, guess what? I would have never sinned. I would have never sinned. I was like, can you imagine this? You heard that I was saying? The Pinchas of Karis is saying that literally, when I do vidui, I'm giving musa to the Ribono Shel Olam. No, no, no. It's not Ashamti. It's not Bagarati. It's not just my problem. Ashamnu. Ribono Shel Olam, you are part of this. You're part of the problem. You're going to be part of the solution. But you are my shutuf. You are my partner in hate. Because had you not given me the physical wherewithal, had you not given me, again, the desires, the wants, I would have never sinned. So listen to this. Amar Abin Lezuchon Levracha. So Rabbi Nachman, when he heard this, was nispa by this. It's quite beautiful. He said, Ani gamkein mefarish kach vayigash elov Yehuda. So says Rabbi Nachman, this indeed is the dynamic that is seen in the beginning of this week's parasha as well. What does it mean, Vayigash Elav Yehuda? That Yehuda came, or Yehuda approached him. Kasher ish Yisrael nigash l'Hashem Yisbarach. Levakesh mechila al avonosav. So listen to this. It says Rebbe something amazing. I will say, you know, we speak about this every week, that the beauty in Chassidus is that the great Rebbes see multiple dimensions in every single pasuk. Right? What they see is the stated facts, but what they also see is the deeper message. So the Rebbe Rav Nachman understands that in this opening activity, in the beginning of this week's parasha, of Yehuda approaching Yosef, there's also an incredible Musar for Klal Yisrael. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Who's Yehuda? It's Yehudim, Klal Yisrael. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Sometimes a Jew has a desire to approach, Vayigash, to come close. To come close to who? To come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do I do when I come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the next phrase? Vayomer. Bi Adoni. Now remember again, so what does Yehuda say? Yehuda says right by paragraph C. Yehuda says, Bi Adoni, please my master. Says Rabbi Nachman, what does that mean? Ritzono Lomar. Kochacha bi. Be'im shenatalta es koach shalcha mimeni. Lo yacholti lachta. We'll say, get ready for this. It's going to blow you away. So Vayigash Elav Yehuda. When a Jew comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happens? Why am I coming close? Because I want to do tshuva. My actions distanced me. I want to come back to the Ribono Shel Olam. I'm bridging the distance. What's the first thing I say? Be Adoni. What does Be Adoni mean? Be inside of me. Adoni is you, my master. Which is Ribono Shel Olam. It's only because of you that I sinned. Now what does that mean? It's only because you gave me the physical wherewithal. It's only because you gave me the wants, the desires, the pushes, and the pulls. It's only because you put your koach in me that I've sinned. V'yedame ha'adam b'nafsho, shupolter es atzmo b'taynezu. But lest you think that this statement is a way to exempt oneself from liability. Alzehu omer, yedaber na avdecha davar ba'aznei adoni. What does the pasuk on say? The pasuk goes on to say, please, my master, allow me to say something in the ears of my master. Hineni medaber, paragraph D, devari. The reason Ribono Shel Olam is saying these things is kedei shetavo tfilasi ba'aznecha. Ribono Shel Olam, the only reason I'm saying these things is because I have a desire to come back close to you. The only reason I'm giving the taina of Be Adoni, you are within me, my master. You gave me these kochos to sin. You gave me these desires to sin. Ribono Shel Olam, I'm only saying this not as a way of exempting myself from liability, but to a certain degree, it's a shtickle excuse. I say, Ribono Shel Olam, take your own role in my downfall. Own your chelik in my chatan. Own your responsibility for the wrong turns I've made in life. And the Yibamu Shalom, the reason I'm saying that is not to deflect the responsibility from me, but rather why? Yedaber na'avdecha davar ba'azne Adoni. Yibamu Shalom, I just want to reconnect with you. I just want to talk with you. I just want to be able to dialogue. So if you agree to accept some level of responsibility, and I'll agree to accept some level of responsibility, we have joint responsibility, we can rehabilitate this relationship. Paragraph D. So he says, Hinini medaber devarai, devari kedei shetavo tfilasi ba'aznecha. I just want you to hear me. Ava al yichar apcha ba'avdecha. But don't get angry at your servant. Kiadati asher ani chayiv. So what's this? See, hear this incredible teaching in the pasuk. I apologize. You don't have the full pasuk. You don't have the full pasuk on this page. But again, the pasuk is Vayigash elav Yehuda. So just let's put the pasuk out there. See, Yehuda. Now, pasuk pshat. Yehuda approaches Yosef. Vayigash elav Yehuda. Vayomer elav bi Adoni. And he says, Yehuda says to Yosef, please, my master. Yedaber na avdecha davar ba'aznei Adoni. Let me say something in the ears of my master, va'al yichar apecha, and don't get angry. Says Rebbe, you know what's unfolding over here? What's unfolding over here, I will say, is the roadmap to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayigash elav Yehuda represents the journey that every single Jew, every Yehuda, every Yid, every Yehudi wants to take that same journey of Vayigash. But what do I do if as a result of my sins, my actions have distanced myself from the Ribono Shel Olam? So on one hand, again, I've engaged in certain life activities that distance me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but yet I so badly desire to ultimately come back. So how do I make my way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if ultimately, again, I'm so distanced as a result of my actions? So Rabbi Nachman understands the first step in this is Rabbi Pinchas of Karetz. We'll say, what's that Pinchas of Karetz? What does he say? We say, Ashamnu, Baganu, Gazalnu, as opposed to Ashamti, Bagarti, Gazalti. Right? So why isn't it phrased in the singular? Why is it phrased in the plural? So we always think that it's talking about Klal Yisrael, but in reality, Rabbi Pinchas of Karetz, so novel, such an incredible chiddush, he says that what? It's really including HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the culpability. Ribono Shel Olam, we have sinned, me and you, God. We have rebelled, me and you, God. We've done things wrong, me and you, God. How could I say that to Ribono Shel Olam? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the koach, God. Had you not given me the koach, had you not given me the desires, had you not given me the wants, guess what? I would have never sinned. I also wouldn't be a person, but I would have never sinned. I would have never sinned. Therefore, because you gave me the kochos, you have to share in the responsibility. So Rabbi Nachman said, oh, once I heard that dvart from the Pinchas of Karetz, now I understand the opening section in Parshas Vayigash. Vayigash Elav Yehuda. When the Jew wants to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he wants to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happens? So what does he do? So Vayigash Elav Yehuda. What's the first thing the Jew says? Be Adoni. Be Adoni, my master. You are in me. You are in me. Meaning, you put your kochos in me, and that's why I have sinned. You put your kochos in me, and that's why I had the wherewithal to do things wrong. So Ribono Shel Olam, own your chelek, own your part of this. Take your responsibility. So what happens? That's Be Adoni. The next step, he says, what's the lashon? Yedaber na'avdecha davar ba'aznei Adoni. Why am I saying this? I'm not saying this to deflect the blame. I'm just saying this because yedaber na'avdecha davar ba'aznei Adoni. I just want to talk with you. I just want to have, I know I've been so far, but I just want to come back. And my first step of coming back is creating the dialogue. And the first step in the dialogue is asking you to take responsibility for the chilek in your sin. But just know, I'm not trying to free myself from liability. Rather, yedaber now of the chadavar ba'aznei Adoni, and what? Al yichar apcha ba'avdecha. Don't be angry at me. I'm just a human being. I'm trying my best. I have my shortfalls. I have my shortcomings. I make my mistakes. But no Ribono Shel Olam, that despite all of those mistakes, I love you so much. Despite all of those mistakes, there's only one thing I want in life. And that's Vayigash Elav Yehuda. So watch this. So this is a beautiful vart. And I think it segues very beautifully into another piece by Rabbi Nachman. So turn to page 2.
How do I jive with the concept that Hashem doesn't give this Yonos that people can't pass?
I can always, just because I can't pass doesn't mean I do pass. Meaning, of course, we could pass every single Nisayon, but we also know that we don't pass every single Nisayon. Meaning, if the test comes my way, I have the capacity to pass it, but there's no guarantee that I'm going to pass it. So even more so, I say, Ribono Shel Olam, you know what? I know you gave me the kochos to pass it, but you also gave me the wants and desires to fail. Right? So all I'm asking Ribono Shel Olam is again for you to own your part. But again, according to the Rebbe, I'm not trying to deflect responsibility. What I'm actually trying to do is reestablish dialogue. Through shared responsibility, I find the confidence to reapproach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once I swatch this, so turn the page to page 2. So the Rebbe says over here, remember again, fast forwarding a little bit in the parasha. So what happens? Yaakov Avinu hears that Yosef is alive. He gathers the family up and they're all going down to Mitzrayim. Now, Yaakov Avinu has anxiety about going down to Egypt. So why he has anxiety, the nature of the anxiety, we're not going to get into right now, but he has anxiety. He has anxiety. So what happens? The Ribono Shel Olam tells Yaakov, and this pasuk you do have on your sheet. It's pasuk Dalit. Anochi ered imcha mitzrayma. I will go down with you to Egypt. Va'anochi alcha gamalo. And I'll come back with you to Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's true. I'm going to come back with you to Eretz Yisrael in kvura. Meaning Yaakov Avinu never returns back to Canaan alive. He comes back to Canaan ultimately again to be buried. But Kadosh Baruch Hu assures him, I'm going to bring you back to Canaan. So watch what the Rebbe says. Paragraph A. Anochi ered imcha mitzrayma va'anochi alcha gamalo. So watch this. Avi shalom aleichem. Good evening. So look at paragraph A. Look what he says. Anochi eret imcha mitzrayim v'anochi alcha gamalo umuvan b'svarim. So listen to this. The Rebbe says again so beautifully. It's brought down in the svarim. He says shebazeh hapasuk merumaz kol sod galus Yisrael. So it says the Rebbe so beautifully that within this pasuk is contained the entire what he calls the sod hagalus. The entire, we could literally translate it as secret of galus, or better stated, the dynamic of galus. What does this mean? The ikar hu galus hanefesh al kol ha'alios vayeridos ha'ovrim al isha yisraeli sheze ikar sod ha'galus v'ha'gu'ula. So says the Rebbe, what is the secret of galus? The secret of galus, the yisod of galus, is that life is comprised of a series of alios and yeridos. Right? Life has peaks and valleys. There are times in life where I'm on a spiritual high, and there are times in life where I'm exceptionally low. So where do we see this in the pasuk? Listen to this. Shakol bebechinas anochi ered imcha mitzrayma va'anochi alcha gamalo. But say, you hear this beautiful vart? What is the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe is saying, see, everyone thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just talking to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, I'll go down with you to Mitzrayim, and I'll come up with you to Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe says, you know what the message over here is? Who's Yaakov? Yaakov is Yisrael. We're B'nai Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Yaakov, whether you're going down to Mitzrayim, or whether you're going up to Eretz Yisrael, whether you're in a spiritual low, whether you're in a spiritual valley, you feel very distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or whether you're on a spiritual high, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. The Ribono Shel Olam says to Yaakov Avinu, the Ribono Shel Olam says to us, Klal Yisrael, Anochi Eret Imcha Mitzrayim. You see, the Jew thinks that when he goes into the valley, the Jew thinks that when he's experiencing a spiritual low, the Jew thinks that when he's struggling in life, when I commit Naveira. So the Jew thinks what? What do I think when I commit Naveira? What's my relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Right, done. God's here, I'm here, I'm in the valley. Says Rabbi Nachman, no. You know what Ribono Shel Olam says? Anochi eret imcha Mitzrayim. You know what Mitzrayim is? Mitzrayim is the seat of depravity. Mitzrayim represents everything that is immoral, that is abnormal. Mitzrayim represents every single thing that's wrong in life. And Ribono Shel Olam says, even if you find yourself in Mitzrayim, I'm right there with you. Anochi eret imcha Mitzrayim. Even when you fall into that plunge, that descent, you're not doing the right things in life. This is so important because so often, especially again, sometimes if a person comes from a Hasidically challenged background, you know, often again, what's drilled into us over and over and over is that if you sin, you fall out of favor with God. If you sin, you're distanced from God. And you know, that's a big problem. You know why it's a big problem? Because we all sin. Because we all make mistakes. So what does that mean? that I'm distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rebbe says, no, there's no such thing as a Yid. There's no such thing as Yehuda. There's no such thing as Yaakov being distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter what happens to you in life, even if you're descending into the pits of depravity of Egypt, Anochi Eretecha. The Rebbe Shalom says, I'm there with you. I'm there with you. And when you experience your spiritual highs, we call that Eretz Yisrael. V'anochi elchal gamalo. I'm there with you when you go up, and I'm there with you when you go down. Paragraph B. V'ha'ikruhu. Ha'eschaschus. She'etzrichim le'etzchazik ma'od ma'od. Betokef his gabrus meriros ha'yirida. At shenidma she'kimat kimat chas v'shalom. So a person, you know, sometimes the Bible says we have times in life where we suffer such a spiritual descent. We're so low. We're so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happens? He says, Ad shenidma, shedaiko misham yirachim alav Hashem yisbarach, v'yoshio v'yekarvo elav, ki lo yitosh Hashem es amo. And I will say, sometimes, it's in those places where we're furthest from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's important for us to realize that the Ribono Shel Olam never forsakes us. Here's, we'll say, you want to hear something amazing? It's kind of just like a parent, right? You know, the amazing thing about parents is that what? Even if kids don't behave, right? You know, your kid could do the worst thing in the world. No parent said, well, maybe not the worst thing in the world, but your kid could do some bad stuff. No parent said, that's it, I'm done. I quit. I'm not your parent anymore, right? We might all have moments when we want to quit, right? We might all have moments we want to say, I can't do this anymore. But at the end of the day, you can't quit. Being a parent means I can't quit. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, guess what? I'm your parent. So I can't quit, the Ribbono Shel Olam says. And here's the amazing part. Even if you quit on me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if the Jew says, I'm not interested, even if the Jew says, I'm going down to Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, guess what? If you're going down to Mitzrayim, so am I. You're descending into the depths of depravity. I'm going right there with you. I'll be there with you when you're down low, and I'm going to come back up with you again when you go up to your Eretz Yisrael. He goes on, he says, Kemo Shekosov, Im Amarti, paragraph C, Im Amarti, Moto Ragli Chastocha Hashem Yisadeinu, Ksiv, V'Omar, V'Omar, Avad Nitzchi B'Tochalti, Me'Hashem Zos Ashev Alibi, Alkino, okay, let's skip a little bit. He says, V'Chein B'Psukim Rabim, U'B'Prat B'Divir Yabasim U'Zal M'Vor, Shadaiko, K'She Yisrael M'Tachlis Hadachakos V'Atarachas V'Shalom, As Daiko Yesh Sever V'Tikva L'Yeshua G'dol. I will say, sometimes, it's in those darkest of places, it's in those lowest of places, that we begin to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because something amazing happens. When I begin to realize that even when I go into the Mitzrayim of life, the Ribono Shel Olam is still with me. What does that show me? That shows me again just the most incredible beauty of my relationship. How much Kodesh Baruch Hu loves me. He doesn't just love me, but loves me unconditionally. Even, you know, everybody, of course a parent loves a child, ultimately when he's going up to Eretz Yisrael, but even when he's in Mitzrayim, the Ribono Shel Olam loves us. He goes on, he says, Kmo Shar B'medrash HaPasuk, V'Ala Min Haaretz Daika, V'Chinu B'Pratias B'Chol Adam B'Chol Zman, Ki Hashem Yisparach Mahapech HaMaka L'Refuah. So both say, so listen to this beautiful part, I'm going to tie them all together. So says the Rebbe, this is the deeper meaning over here. God is not just giving Yaakov Avinu an assurance for himself, saying, Yaakov, yes, I understand. It's anxiety provoking for you to go to Mitzrayim, but I promise you, you're going down to Mitzrayim, but your Kvuri, you're going to make it back to Eretz. So says the Rebbe, Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying something so much more profound. Yaakov, I'm giving you and your children a message. Anochi Eret Imcha Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim represents again the depths of depravity. So even when you sink so low, Moshe Shalom says, I am right there with you. And because I'm there with you, because I never abandon hope in you, because I never give up on you, because I'm always going to stay by your side, I know one thing for sure, which is Anochi Elcha Gamalo. See, both say it's a cause and effect. Because the Ribono Shel Olam says, I will go down to you in Egypt. Because the Ribono Shel Olam says, I will not abandon you no matter what. Therefore, what? Therefore, the Ribono Shel Olam says, because I never give up on you, I'm confident that Anochi Elcha Gamalo. I'm confident that I'm going to see you come back up as well. You're down low right now. You're in the valley. But I'm confident that I'm going to see you rise back up and get back to your promise. And I will say, if we bring these both together, now we really understand the first of art much better. Remember again, going back for a moment, Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Every single Jew wants to do tshuva. And the Rebbe says, you know what the first step of doing tshuva is? Be Adoni. blaming God. Right? Whoever heard of such a thing like this? Rabbi Nachman because he's saying this. First step in Tshuva is blaming HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And by the way, there's a lot of wisdom. What do we do when things go wrong in life? Who do we blame? Right? Our parents. Right? So, right? My parents didn't love me enough. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. We blame. So what happens? You both show. I wanted to Tshuva by Yesh Yehuda. Be Adoni, Ribono Shel Olam. You know, you have to own your part in my sin also. You gave me the koach to sin. Had you not given me these desires, had you not given me these physical abilities, then the truth is, I wouldn't have sinned. But I, Baruch Baruch, I just want you to know, I feel confident saying that to you. Why? Why? Because, you know, I don't really mean it. I'm not really trying to deflect the blame on you. Rather, again, daber na davar va'azlecha. I just want to be able to speak with you. I just want to be able to establish a connection with you. And ribono shel olam, I feel confident that even when I've sinned, I could establish a connection with you. Why? Because what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say to us? Anochi eret imcha mitzrayma. Ribono shel olam, I know that even when I sin, even when I make mistakes, and I say to you, be Adoni, you have to own your part of it, I feel confident that you're going to take me back. You know why? Because they're both saying, the Ribono Shel Olam never has to take us back. You know why? You know why he never has to take us back? You know why? Because he never left to begin with. Because the Ribono Shel Olam never leaves our side. It doesn't matter what we do. It doesn't matter how badly we mess up. The Ribono Shel Olam never leaves our side. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I feel confident saying to you, I just want to talk to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because I know that even when I'm in my Mitzrayim, I know ultimately that what? You are right here with me. And because I know that you are right here with me, I'm confident that what? The Anochi Alcha Gamalo. I know that you're going to follow me back up as well. I know that right now, even though I'm in Mitzrayim, because I believe that you're with me, and because you've never forsaken me and never left me, I know that I'll make it back to my Eretz Canaan as well. And I will say, that's the incredible message of Rabbi Nachman. You know, we all mess up in life. We all make incredibly, sometimes exceptionally profound and debilitating mistakes and misjudgments. And we often think in those moments, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves us, says the Rebbe. There could be nothing further from the truth. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us when we're doing great, when we're in Eretz Yisrael. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us when we've severely messed up, even when we're in Mitzrayim. And all Kadosh Baruch Hu asks of us is one simple thing. To live a life of Vayigash Elav Yehuda. To live a life where the Yehuda, the Yid, always approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never be afraid to re-engage. Never be afraid to reach out. Never be afraid to speak. Never be afraid to cry. Never be afraid to daven. Because know that no matter where we're holding in life, the Ribono Shel Olam is always by our side. Shkoyach.